Welcome to the next of our small vignettes called Demystifying Marketing, designed to help you peer through the clutter of all of the information that's available to you on the web. Now, the next stage that I want to discuss is back-end marketing, or if you like, educational marketing. Now, the place where back-end marketing comes is when you have some form of established relationship with a client, i.e. they are subscribed to your newsletter, or they have requested some information, or they have downloaded a booklet, or perhaps they've come on a free event. Now, these people already know who you are, and there is a gap between where they are at the moment, i.e. knowing you, and the place that they need to be in order to make an informed, well-balanced purchasing decision, if you like, about your service. So what we need to do is fill that gap with all of the information that these people need in order to make a buying decision. Now, that doesn't mean telling them all about your service. Now, this is very important. It's about educating and adding value to the relationship in the space that exists between you and the client. That means telling them about success stories. It means telling them about the impact of your service on other people. Yes, of course. But it also is about educating them as to what they could be doing instead of actually working with you, to give them the opportunity to explore other options. And the hope is that by being the guy or the woman who provides them with the majority of the support during the period where they're deciding, that when they actually decide to do something about the problem, that you're the first port of call for information. Okay, I hope that makes sense. So what we're saying in this stage is educate, add value, and build relationship, and don't worry about selling. That will come later. Good luck and happy marketing.